I'm Daniel Steinberg reporting from OSCON 2006. This year's O'Reilly Open Source Convention has added a parallel conference that attendees create themselves. Is there something you'd like to talk about? Announce when you'll be hanging out at OSCamp, and maybe people will join you. This Open Spaces Technology type of meeting room is a way for providing a little structure to the hallway conversations. You can kind of think of it this way. OSCamp is to conferences the way a wiki is to a traditional web page. OSCamp co-convener Brandon Sanders explains.
If you come to a conference, a lot of times you end up having to listen to presentations from the pulpit where, you know, the experts are telling you what you need to know about and that sort of a thing. And you there isn't the freedom to ask questions hardly, because there's a thousand other people who want to know about that thing. And so the speaker has to address everybody's needs at once. And I often leave those sort of things feeling kind of dissatisfied. OSCamp is about freedom in the sense that open source is about freedom. Each individual is free to get what they need. There's 100 things that you like. Which ones do you care about enough that you're willing to slap them up on the wall as an agenda item and then basically say, I'm willing to miss out on other things to go sit over here and talk about this topic with anybody who comes, even if nobody else comes? There's so many things that I care about and that I like, but there's only a handful that I'm willing to take that much responsibility for. And if I were here at the conference and just wandering around, I'd run into people at coffee breaks and that sort of thing where I'd have great conversations one-on-one with them and stuff like that. But they're not necessarily the people I need to meet. So you add a little structure where you're putting the topics up and you're sitting down and people can find you to talk about that structure, and suddenly you're having those same coffee break kind of conversations, except now you're meeting the people you need to meet. You know, the two people at this, out of the thousands of people at this conference, who really care about the one thing you care about, who are the people you really should be collaborating with in the world and that sort of thing. So OSCamp to me is about making those connections that will see you through the rest of the year. OSCamp is run as open space technology. The law of 2 feet is something that I've been kind of sharing with everybody as they come in, which basically states, hey, if you're sitting in a group, you're sitting in some sort of thing where you're having an experience, and it isn't working for you for some reason, you know, maybe you're not able to contribute because there's people who are talking too much and so you don't feel like you can get your words in, or you're, you know, just not interested in the topic so you're checked out. Whatever it is, if you're not getting anything and you're not contributing anything, you got 2 feet, your responsibility to use them. And there's the community expectation that people will do this, so people who are convening a session shouldn't feel like it's rude or something like that if somebody exercises their law of 2 feet. There is no centralized planning. There is nobody who's in charge. There is no kind of guarantee of what the results are going to be ahead of time. So in a way, it's kind of a subversive way of meeting. And the fact that O'Reilly was down with it and open to having it, to me, speaks volumes about how successful O'Reilly is at tapping into the ethos of the open source community. The first opening circle, we only had like 20 people, and I was feeling a little down about that. Part of that is just that people are still arriving and everything. So today, there's been quite a few more people wandering in, and the energy is really picking up, and I can feel that. So I'm getting excited about that. I still hope that it'll pick up more, because I just thrive on the energy that comes out of these kind of meetings where I can see people, you know, getting what they need. OSCamp.org is the wiki, and if it's rough and you find a spot that needs improvement, go for it. You don't have to ask permission, just add value.
Reporting from OSCON 2006, I'm Daniel Steinberg for O'Reilly Media.